A huge number of married couples say doing this in the bedroom is the key to a successful marriage. We asked you to text in your guesses on our text line 9925. Somebody said making the bed. No, that's not it. Somebody said getting it on. That does help, but that is not the answer we were looking for. they looked at a bunch of Americans, over 2,000 American couples, and they found out that almost half admit to wanting a sleep break from their partner. Mm. Like they would kick out their partner out of the bed just to get a better sleep. Now, I know there are people who can relate to this. They sleep, or they'd want to sleep away from their partner. Some apparently sleep on the couch. I've never done it. I love sleeping with my wife in the bed, although I think she would not say the same thing about me. Apparently, I take up like 80% of the bed. I take the covers, blah, blah, blah. In this research, they found out that one in five who are coupled up named their partner as the biggest thing interrupting their sleep every night. Three in four report they sacrifice their own quality of sleep for their partner by not moving from an uncomfortable position so as not to wake them. And it gets so bad that apparently over half of people who sleep with their partner say they've actually snuck off in the middle of the night to the couch to get some much needed shut eye. See, even if I tried to do that, my wife's such a light sleeper. She's like, "Where are you going?" She would wake up.
Oh,
there's
really?
No way it would work.
Yeah. She would, and then she'd make you stay.
Yeah, absolutely. She would be like, "What are you doing?"
But it's, yeah. We talked about something kind of similar not too long ago, and there was a study that showed that, like, the women, like you said, don't sleep well with men. Like that, yeah. It's harder for the women. I think, like, I mean, this is like totally generalizing, but I'd say more men snore badly women.
I
know women
right.
Do snore too, but I think, like, for the most part in relationships, it's like the man who's like,
I know. It's unfortunate. It's just I've been told I'm not the biggest snorer, but when I do snore, it's like it's the worst thing
I catch
ever.
Myself, like, even if I'm sleeping by myself, like, I'll wake up and I'll turn
you
over.
Know.
So I know I don't snore, but I feel like men are don't care. They're not like, "Hey, who am I interrupting?"
Yeah, I know.
They're just like snoring away. Like,
leave me alone. Go away.
Yeah. So this does not surprise me at all.
No.
And I mean, we've talked about it before, and we've had people call in and say they sleep in separate beds most nights and that it works really well for them.
Kim, do you have issues with your man sleeping with him?
No, none at all. He sleeps on the couch.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, he's, watch the sports stats until you fall asleep, and then you wake up, you get something to drink, now you're awake, so you hit the other couch, turn on the same sports stats until you fall asleep, and then rinse, lather, repeat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, I thought a king-size bed would make all the problems go away, but they're still there. Like, the bed is huge, but I apparently still take all the covers, and I still take 80% of the bed, and I still don't stick to my side. There's always an issue.
The worst.
Like, I can't win. Coming up, we're actually going to tell you the top 7 complaints about sleeping with a partner, and we'd love to hear yours. You can text in at 9925.
Bet you know what number one is.
It could be. It might have made the list. It might have made the list. Get your text in now, 9925. Can you do that sound effect again? That's really, it's really good. Yeah, it's really. It's well done.
I miss my bed.
I can do that. Top 7 complaints about sleeping with a partner. We're taking your text, 9925. And I think Jennifer from Chattagee has the solution. She's been with her husband for 23 years. We'll get to that in a sec. Never thought of that. I'm going to actually suggest it to my wife. We'll see how that goes later on today. It's Vinny and Nikki. These are the top 7. In at number 7, hair in my face. That has happened a few times.
Oh, yeah. That's you can't control it sometimes. You can't control it.
I can't get comfortable. Yeah, been there. You know, you just keep tossing and turning.
And you're bothering the person next to you. See, in that case, you get up.
Yeah.
You have a snack, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes you're hungry. Kat Spencer and I were talking about this the other day.
Yeah,
he said he got up and had to have some toast.
But that's Kat. He always has to eat something.
You know? He did get out of the room for a little bit as to not disrupt the person beside you.
All right. They hog the blankets. Apparently, I do this a lot. I get told in the morning, "Why do you take all the blankets? Stop doing that." I can't control it. I can't stretch out. This is a benefit of a king-size bed. You could stretch a little more, but still, it's still not completely foolproof anyway. Going to bed at different times. The night owl versus the early bird. This, of course, with our hours.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad because I wake up at 4 a.m. every day and wake up my wife, and sometimes she tells me she can't get back to sleep, so that's the worst.
She should probably have a snack.
She should, yeah, you know what? And now that she's pregnant, she's going on those snacks like every hour, so she's all about the snacks. It gets too hot. It's true, because you know those arguments over the temperature? Oh, God. They don't stop. And the number one complaint about sleeping with a partner, Nikki, you nailed it.
It's that they snore.
It is snoring.
It's the snoring.
It is up there.
One of my exes, I also have a best friend where I've been awake in the middle of the night just like picturing throwing them off the balcony. because I can't understand how a human being can make that much noise.
I know.
And I know it's not selfish. It's, they can't help it. But in the moment, it just feels like the most selfish thing ever. I'm like, you're kidding me.
Isabel texted in. She said, I can't cuddle with my boyfriend because as soon as he falls asleep, he kicks or hits me.
That's rude.
Oh, my God. That's awful. All right. Jennifer texted in from Chattagy. Thank you so much for the text. She says, after 23 years, I love sleeping with my husband. And he says the same. However, separate blankets is our secret.
Okay.
Separate blankets. That's huge. I don't know why we never thought of that.
Well, some people might not feel as close. And then how am I going to like warm up my feet if I can't put my feet on your legs?
Oh, your feet are always cold. Right?
Yes,
the feet are always cold.
You can't
cold.
Do that if you have separate blankets.
And speaking of which, we got to text, men are like ovens.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. Why are you so hot, babe? All right. Thanks for all the texts this morning. Appreciate it. 9 to 9 to 5. Happy sleeping.